Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny planet. Also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. This week's stargazers, the trio of Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, will continue to be visible in the eastern sky before dawn, with Venus still visible in the western sky after sunset. The moon this week will be passing through its first quarter phase and will grow brighter as the week goes on, so make the most of those dark skies while you can.
And we've been keeping track of some of the closures and ways that the astronomy world is being impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. I understand there is a NASA project that's been affected?
Indeed there is. And as you said, the world continues to deal with the reality of a global pandemic, and astronomy and space science are not immune to what's going on. One casualty of this global catastrophe is NASA's next-generation moon rocket, the SLS, or Space Launch System. This rocket was intended to carry the vehicle that would have returned humankind to the moon sometime in 2024. However, operations have been completely suspended, and it looks increasingly likely that a return to the moon in 2024 simply won't happen.
And as for the places that are building this thing, have any of them been hit with the virus?
No, not yet, but that hasn't stopped NASA from implementing preventative measures such as social distancing and suspension of operations at the Mississippi facility.
And like we were hearing last week, some amount of the workforce can still probably work remotely, yeah?
Yeah, indeed. Telework is now mandatory for all staff at NASA.
And as often is the case, can be your lawnmower, could be a portable air conditioner unit, so many different things that are wonderful pieces of apparatus that you use, and then if you store them for a while and don't come back to them, they can kind of corrode or be worn out in some way that they won't work when you go to turn them on. Is that the potential for any of this stuff?
It is. And in fact, engineers are currently putting key components in an orderly shutdown mode. And only personnel that protect life and critical infrastructure will be allowed on site if the need arose. When it comes to safety and the well-being of its staff, NASA is taking things very seriously indeed.
As certainly most people are trying to do around the world right now. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer, which we keep at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.